Hello, how can I help you today? Hi there. I'm just testing out your voice AI service to see what you can do. Could you tell me a bit about your main features and how your platform works? I'm curious to learn what makes you stand out. Hey Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Ah, hi Mary. Actually, I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat and help you explore our voice AI platform. But hey, I like the casual vibe. So, what would you like to know about our services today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around? Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha AI. I don't have direct access to external chatter, but I do know Dasha is known for creating really natural conversational AI voice assistants. We help companies like Acme Plumbers automate calls that feel human. What kind of use cases are you most interested in? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels personal, but also scales efficiently. It's tricky balancing automation with that human touch. How exactly does your AI handle conversations to boost leads without sounding robotic? Tell me more about balancing automation with that human touch. Ah, great question. Balancing automation with a human touch means our AI doesn't just read scripts robotically. Instead, it understands context, uses natural language, and adapts its tone and responses like a real person would. So, calls feel engaging and personalized, not like you're talking to a machine. This helps keep prospects interested and more likely to convert. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to set up or integrate with your existing systems? Now I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Imagining a year from now with your service rocking the lead gen game? I'd say it looks like a steady stream of warm, qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, more time for the team to focus on closing deals and less on chasing cold calls. Revenue growth would be noticeable and customer engagement would feel genuinely improved. Plus, the AI would be seamlessly integrated, running smoothly behind the scenes. Sounds like a win-win. What's the first step to get started? What do you mean by steady stream of warm, qualified leads? Why is that important to you? Ah, good point. A steady stream means consistently getting new potential customers who are genuinely interested, not just random contacts. Warm, qualified leads have already shown some interest or fit your ideal customer profile, so they're more likely to convert into sales. That's important because it saves time and resources, making your sales efforts way more efficient and effective. It's like fishing where the fish already want to bite. Does that make sense? Tell me more about saving time and resources with warm leads. Absolutely. When you focus on warm leads, your sales team spends less time chasing uninterested prospects and more time engaging with people who are ready or close to buying. This means fewer wasted calls, emails, and follow-ups. Plus, your marketing budget goes further because you're targeting the right audience. Overall, it speeds up the sales cycle and boosts your return on investment. Pretty smart, right? Would you like to hear how our AI can help identify and engage those warm leads automatically? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back to now, great. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited sales team bandwidth, difficulty reaching decision makers, and keeping conversations natural at scale. Also, juggling multiple tools and data sources can get messy. Does any of that sound familiar? What's the biggest hurdle you're facing in your lead generation or sales process today? What are all the ways limited sales team bandwidth, difficulty reaching decision makers, and keeping conversations natural at scale are affecting the business right now? Diving deeper, love it. Limited sales team bandwidth means your reps might be stretched thin, juggling too many leads or tasks, which can lead to missed opportunities or burnout. Difficulty reaching decision makers often happens because gatekeepers or busy schedules block direct contact, slowing down deals. Keeping conversations natural at scale is tough because scripted calls can sound robotic, turning prospects off. Together, these issues can slow growth and frustrate teams. Does that match what you're experiencing? Can you go a bit deeper on limited sales team bandwidth? Of course. Limited sales team bandwidth basically means your salespeople have more leads or tasks than they can realistically handle well. This can cause delays in follow-ups, rushed or less personalized conversations, and ultimately missed chances to close deals. It also puts a lot